Okay, let's talk about scheduling those 15-minute calls. Right now, if you are offering longer than 15-minute calls as an initial way to connect with you from your basically your social media, your website, those kinds of things, then you are missing out on the opportunity to save time and to actually close more in client work going forward. Now, the reason that is because I believe that when you have a call that's longer than 15 minutes, there is more commitment from somebody, there's more perception of what's gonna happen and maybe get what's going to get sold in that space. There are definite instances where if you meet somebody and you talk to them and there's some nurturing that's already happened, then you can go in and say, let's get into a longer call because you're already having that sort of 15-minute talk already, maybe in person or in some other setting. But in most cases, you should be leading people to 15-minute calls. Now, we call ours Boss Mom Fitting Calls. I would suggest that you kind of find a name that can work for you. For us, I liked the idea of trying to find the right fit because it's really about how and if I can be helpful or the me connecting you with somebody else, okay? So 15-minute calls, if you're not doing them, I think you should. I did not invent them. I'm not the first one to do them. It is not my idea. It has been many people before who have sort of mastered this concept. I do think we have made it our own as far as how you are structuring your 15-minute calls, and I encourage you to print out and use the worksheet that I have until you start to see where you would make it different and what's working for you. What you do, my dad always taught me this, is you work the template, you work the script, you work the system, until you know it well enough that you can start to see how something you would do differently will work better for you and your audience, and then you can tweak it. And that's what I would say to you. That's the methodology. I eventually want you to have your own way of doing your 15-minute calls, but start with mine because it will give you that confidence of knowing this is a process that works. So first, decide what you're going to name your 15-minute call. Next, this is something that you should lead people to. Don't lead them to longer calls than 15 minutes. Lead them to a 15-minute call. Now, the purpose of this call is a little bit like a triage, right? You're not going to call it that, but really what you want to do is you want for you and the person to get a quick understanding of if you're a good fit so then you can decide if you're going to stay together or if you want to send them somewhere else or if you just say, I'm just not your person, right? Now, I would encourage you that if they are not your person, that you should try to connect with them with somebody else because in the connection process, you are still adding value and that can be really helpful for you in your business. So you want to start having a network of people so that if someone doesn't fit with you, you can say, oh my gosh, go send them over here to this person. You're going to really love this person. And a lot of times those people end up coming back and then those people start referring you out. So if they're not a good fit for you, that's okay. You can say no, connect them to somebody else. And if you have referral partners where you're actually making money off of referring to people, then that's something you can do as well. All right, so somebody schedules a 15-minute call. I prefer the Acuity system for scheduling. That is just my preference. Calendly, Schedule Once, those are all good tools as well. Do have a scheduling tool. Your scheduling tool should have multiple different kinds of calls in them. One is going to be your fitting call. Okay, so the fitting call, if you do something like Acuity, and I think a lot of the other systems do it as well, you are going to want to have a set of questions that people answer. Make it super simple, right? For us, we ask them their name, their first and last name, and their email, right? We ask them what particular programs of ours they might be interested in. We just added this in. We ask them where they heard from us, right? I still ask them it on the call, but it helps me to know because we're starting to be more dynamic and where we're funneling people in the business. So as you grow, you may add questions to this. And then we ask, hey, this is a 15-minute call. Where is your biggest challenge? Because we want to get to it quick, right? So then they tell us their biggest challenge. And then the last thing that you have to remember is we ask them, do you live outside of the US? And if you do, please provide your Skype. Because in that instance, you're going to find somebody that has no number. They don't leave you a number. And all of a sudden, right? So they've got to give you your phone number too. Got to remember that one. Okay. Now you decide. I actually give people a call. You can decide in the follow-up if you're going to give them a conference link, if you want to get on Zoom. For my 15-minute calls, I do them over the phone and I just give those people a call. It is quick, it is simple. We have a call, we decide what happens next. Okay. So that's a logistical aspect. Now, When you come in and you get them on the call, you print out your 15-minute call sheet. The way that I have worked it, what I usually work it, right, is I have an accordion file. That accordion file has a ton of printed 15-minute call sheets in the front, right? And then I have them tabbed. So when somebody, I have the call with somebody, I pull out a sheet, I put their name on the top, I put their time zone so I kind of know where they're from. You know, I want to know the first thing, I'll walk you through the structure in a second. So once I've had the call with them, right, in the accordion one, I've either moved them into another call, right? I've either sold them into something that says yes, they've said no, and I've referred them out to somebody, right? So those are or the last one is kind of like, oh, follow up later, like they might be ready later. So what I do is I use this physical accordion to work through my calls. For me, that physical aspect of it is super useful. And then what I can do once you start having a team is if that fitting call needs to have some action that somebody takes, this is more often for my longer calls, but can be for fitting calls, I can just take a picture of that sheet of paper and send it to my VA or send it to somebody on my team to do whatever they need to do. Okay. So I think the accordion process works really well, but you can do what works for you. Anyway, you have the printout, you get on the phone with them, and this is now, I'm gonna do this in a separate video. So this is the first setup video. In the next video, I'm gonna talk to you about exactly how you structure the call. Okay, so now they call you, or you call them, in better instance, they pick up the phone, and you say, hey, Mary, how's it going? This is Dana. They say, hey. Say, so do you still have 15 minutes for me? I always just like to confirm. They say, yes. You say, great. This is where you set the stage. Okay, I want you to set the stage. This is a 15-minute call. It's really short, and I do a series of these, so we got to keep it to 15 minutes, right? And you need to keep, if you can't pace yourself, by the way, side note for you, just put a little timer thing on your phone so you can see a countdown of a timer, right? So you can gauge yourself in 5-minute increments. So how this 15-minute call, and we keep them short because I respect your time and my time. And we just want to see if and how I can be helpful or if there's somewhere I can refer you out to based on what your needs are. So the way this works is I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. I'm going to do friendly fire about, you know, understand your business. You can decide what kind of lingo you want to use. But the basics is I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about your business because the more I understand, the more I can understand if I can be helpful or if somebody else can or what your next steps might be. Does that sound good? And you're always confirming the question. Does that sound good? Yep, that sounds good. Awesome. Okay, so I have to ask, here is my first question. Why me, why now? Now, you can decide some other way to phrase it, but I just like to get to the point. Hey, why me, why now? And I'll add to that. I'll say, what made you decide to schedule this now? And what made you decide to schedule it with me? Now, this does multiple things, so please, 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 please do not forget this step, okay? It does a couple things. One, it tells me where they found me so I can understand what platforms are working for me. Okay, this is how I know certain interviews and certain blog posts and certain podcast episodes of mine have worked, right? Certain posts, certain things in Facebook groups. So why me, why now, right? So then they said, tells me where they found me. It also tells me their urgency, because they can't help themselves but say, well, I was just thinking about this process, or oh my gosh, if I don't do this tomorrow, I don't know what's gonna happen, right? They tell you that. And then they often tell you why they like you, right? Now, this is not about like patting yourself on the back, although I will say some of the compliments that you'll get are nice. What it really is about is understanding what characteristics of you speak to them. You know, is it the way you think? Is it the way you talk? Is it how you approach things? Is it, you know, just the lifestyle that you have that they like and want to emulate? What is it? So that you can make sure that you're hitting on those things in the call. It is a massively important aspect of the very beginning of your call, and you should always ask the question, why me and why now? It's gonna tell you a lot, okay? So the next step from there, after why me, why now, and you say, okay, well, great, you've learned a lot about them. Say, so this is what you can do. There's a couple different ways you can go, and this is just the way that I do it. So find the way that works for you, but this is my suggestion. You always start with, where do you want to be? And I say, if all the stars aligned and everything happened just the way you want it, what would your life and your business look like, okay? Now, kind of pick your phrasing in the way you want, but it's what is that future? What is the ideal future for you? Now, the reason that we do this is because I would rather get them excited about the possibility before we jump into what's not working. So I want to start them in a positive frame of mind, a positive emotional attractor, okay? Now, what I have to make sure is that 9 times out of 10, they're not gonna tell me their finances. I want to know that. For me, it's a red flag if someone's not willing to tell me about the money that they're making, but they're looking for a coach to actually help them. Now, if your business has nothing to do with the money that people are making, then obviously this isn't relevant to you. But think about the things that people are nervous to tell you that they want or that aren't working, right? So I usually say, like, how much do you want to be making? Like, where do you want to be? How do you want to be spending your day? And just get a rough picture. You don't want to spend a massive amount of time here, right? Because no more than like 3 or 4 minutes, because if you get into a longer call, you will ask much more about this. But just the high level, how much do you want to be making? How much, you know, what does this look like? Or like if you're in fitness or nutrition, like what is your ideal like look, feel? Like what is it that you would want? You know, do you want to be slide those pants from high school on and feel great, or be able to go to the beach and feel good, or whatever that is, right? So what do they want their ideal future to be? And you're taking notes in the little box, all right? Now you're going to say, okay, well, where are we now? Where are you at now in the spectrum of where you want to be? And then again, I ask them, can I ask, like, how much are you making? For me, you want to know your red flags and your green flags. For me, if somebody really just will not tell me what they're making and has a really hard time with money, then I'm more likely to send them over to a money mindset coach than to work with me, because you have to be vulnerable and open in order to move your business forward, right? And I want somebody that will just let me in and we can become best friends and make things work. So if they are in that space where they, you know, they're going to decide, well, as they're telling you these things, what are your red flags and your green flags? So I'm going to ask them, like, okay, where are we at with money now? Where are we at with time now? Like, where are we at with what you're building now? For me, I'm going to be asking them, you know, what programs do you have? What programs don't you have? You know, like, what's your team look like? Those kinds of things. So I'm going to ask them questions about where they are right now. So now I know where they want to be and where they are now. For your industry, think about the things you really want to know and some questions you could ask for where they want to be and where they are now. Now, the next step is, okay, what is the biggest challenge that you have that you think is keeping you from getting where you are now to where you want to go? What is it? And that's usually where they'll tell you, well, I can't focus, or I don't know what to work on. I've got too many choices, or I don't feel like I have enough time, or I don't feel like I have the resources or the knowledge or whatever that is. Now you can start to go, that's when your brain starts going, okay, what do I have that could solve this problem? What do I have that could take this challenge and can move them to the next step? And if things are coming to mind, then you're making notes about how you can help. If things aren't, then you're making notes about who else besides you can help. Right? So that's that kind of space that you're in. They say, okay, great. Well, this is where the recap is. Calls are always in recap. Okay, so it sounds like this is where you want to go. Sounds like this is where you're at. Sounds like this is the challenge you are having in order to get yourself, you know, to where you want to go. I think I could be really helpful, or something I have could be helpful. Or I'm not sure that what I have is really exactly what you need, but I have somebody I'd like to talk to you about. Is that okay? And they're going to say, yes, yes, obviously, okay? And that's when you have the space to either talk about the program you have or refer them out to somebody. Now, you only have 15 minutes, so you have been on pace to just a couple minutes to each of these things. This is just a fire-off sort of thing, right? So if you really believe that they are great for a big program that you have, then you are going to say, you know what? I do think I can help. What I'd like to do is schedule us into a 30-minute call, a strategy session, so that we can really dig deeper into all of these things and figure out which of my packages is going to be the best for you. Now, if you have gotten them, if they have come in because they've been to one of your events, they've already been to a webinar, they've already been to something, and they've been nurtured and they know you, then just close the deal on the call, on the 15-minute call, right? You don't want to waste anybody's time. I'd rather get them into the program and help them there if that's possible, but you will be able to read whether or not you need to move them to a 30-minute call. Schedule that call on the phone. When you have them on there, say, let's open up our calendars. Okay, on Friday, are you available? Especially because for my calendar, they're not going to be able to book in a 30-minute strategy call for weeks, right? It may be longer. I don't want to do that. I know I have pockets of time that are open that people can't schedule into for just this instance where I say, great, 30-minute call. Hey, what about Thursday at 3? Like, how, does that work for you? We schedule that in, and either I go right to Acuity if I'm at my desk and send them the invite, or I send the Voxer right to Danielle on my team and she shoots them an invite. Done. They're in the schedule. Now I can go to my 30-minute call. Or I say, you know what? I'm not sure this is the right fit for you. Let me refer you out to so-and-so. I think they're going to be a great fit. And then by the end of the day, and this is something I always have to work on to make sure I have in my, that I'm following up really quickly, because this is an easy one to drop the ball on. And I have done that before when things get busy, is making sure you make that connection, that quick little email that says, hey, so-and-so, I want to introduce you to so-and-so, hop on a chat. I think you're going to, she needs this, you have this. I think you guys are going to hit it off. Let me know if you need anything else. Okay. And that is how you close out your 15-minute calls. 15 minutes. You are not training them. You might give one piece of advice, two pieces of advice. There's definitely 15-minute calls where I can see that I am not going to be the resource for them at that time, but I want to give them one or two little tips on things they could do in their business so that they found a lot of value in the 15-minute call and potentially can move them to the next level to fill that gap so that they may come back to me later. So there is that potential, but you are not really teaching. You don't have time. Okay, so that is how you structure your 15-minute calls. Now I want you to go and just do them.